This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here are some words one might fairly use to describe the past 20, going on 21 now, months for the movie business. Uncertain, pushed back, delayed, delayed repeatedly. From James Bond to Black Widow to Dune, just about every major movie released this year has seen some kind of delay. And time, as they say, is money. A lot of money. Chris Lee wrote about the hidden costs of holding movies for Vulture. Chris, thanks for coming on.
Hey, nice to be here, Kai.
I want to ask you about this line from your story, and it's the reason we're talking to you. No one is entirely sure how to measure the exact dollar amount that has been lost, other than to say it's a gargantuan multi-billion dollar sum. That's quite something.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of money that's been lost in the pandemic and all these various delays in these films. You used to never see giant blockbusters being pulled off the release date, basically at the 11th hour. It would almost be the equivalent of a battleship being, you know, turning a 180 in the middle of the ocean. But, you know, oceans of cash have been burned trying to promote films that don't come out for months or years. Careers have been put on hold. Nobody can really put a dollar amount on what has been lost to date.
Yes to all of that, but a Bond film is a Bond film is a Bond film is a Bond film. And James Bond is always going to get people to go to the movie theaters. No?
Yes and no. So No Time to Die is the 25th James Bond film. It has taken in $709.2 million worldwide. Mm-hmm. It's the fourth biggest movie overall to open. It's the third highest grossing Bond film in history. And yet, it doesn't seem like it's going to reach profitability.
That's crazy. Now, is that just, I mean, we've all heard the stories about the shall we say, creative accounting that Hollywood uses to avoid paying out X, Y, and Z person. Is that what's going on here?
Well, the Bond film is unlike almost any other movie on the release calendar this year, insofar as it has so many promotional partners. When it got postponed for the first time in March of last year, by that point, they had already spent $5.6 million on a trailer that aired during the Super Bowl. Hmm. Then when they were going to release it around Thanksgiving of last year, they cranked up another $65 million into the pipeline to promote it. So they held the movie three times overall. And by some accounting, they were burning $1 million a month in financing costs. You know, the company that's releasing the movie, MGM, borrowed cash to finance No Time to Die, which it couldn't recoup until the movie arrived in multiplexes. And you know, because of that delay, S&P Global eventually downgraded MGM's credit rating from a B+ to a B for sustained high leverage as a result of ongoing theatrical delays.
Okay, so if it's tough out there for Bond in pandemic and delays and all of that, if you're some, you know, not even small indie, but sort of mid-market-ish kind of movie, you're just sunk, right?
I mean, getting market share at a time where it seems like one month people are happy to go back to the multiplex and another month they're totally spooked, it's definitely harder for those smaller movies. The most successful movies of the year, Shang-Chi and The Legend of Ten Rings, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, Black Widow, they all were held. But now that they're flooding back into the multiplex, that's sort of to the exclusion of some of those smaller and mid-level movies that you're mentioning.
Play this forward for a second. Is it just going to be a wild, wild west out there for a number of years until things settle a bit?
Well, I think what you're seeing is that movies can still make an enormous amount of money, but I think studios might not be able to hold their way to a blockbuster. They can maybe hold their way to profitability or close to profitability. Yeah. But things are going to be messed up for the next who knows how long.
Chris Lee at New York Magazine also writes for their site Vulture, most recently about movies and getting held and what that means. Chris, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time and your reporting.
Many thanks, Kai.